Yes, I was what they call a studio singer. I was a singer-songwriter. I was signed to my good friend Don Kirshner, who had a great show called Don Kirshner's Rock Concert in the 70s, but he was the top publisher in New York City in the 60s, and I was signed to him, and I got to write for a bunch of people, from Gary Lewis and the Playboys to Johnny Mathis to Bobby V. I wrote for all those guys, and eventually got me into studio singing.
And that's how the Archies came about. How did you work your way into the career as the Archies?
Don Kirshner was the man behind the Monkees, and he was given the job of doing music supervision for this new TV show called The Archies, based on the Archies comic books. And I had heard that they were auditioning singers, and since I had worked for Donnie as a teenager, I definitely went over there and I sang for them, and he and the writer Jeff Barry liked my voice, and they said, "Right, you've got the job as The Archies." And that day we recorded two or three songs. It was an amazing ride. We did it in 1 year. We did about 100 songs for the TV show.
Little known fact about you, you had two songs in the top 10, but people may not have known that they were both you. You had the Archies, and then you had the Cufflinks with Tracy.
Yes, I was what they call a ghost group. Studio singer who sang leads on a lot of songs, a lot of demos, and some of those demos, some of the songs became records and went out as groups. Cufflinks was something I knew would be the fellas who wrote it. Paul Vansley Pockris wrote Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, so I knew when they brought me Tracy, I had a good shot of being a hit. I made up a lot of background parts, and I wanted to make it sound like the Association or the Turtles type of harmonies and stuff. Very fortunate that both were in the top 10 at the same time, and the people still didn't know my name, but they sure did know my voice.
Talking to you today, it is Barry Manilow's 70th birthday, and you got a chance to see Barry in concert last night. Barry is playing here, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, on Saturday evening. Now, a lot of folks may not know that you went on to produce a handful of records for Barry. How many did you produce?
I produced his first 8 albums. I discovered him when he was working behind Bette Midler as her piano player. We were singing a commercial together, and he asked me, he said, "You know, I'm a songwriter and singer. I'd love for you to hear some of my songs." And I said, "Well, you wrote a great commercial, so let's hear him." And I met him the next day, and he played me two or three songs, and one of them was Could It Be Magic, one of his legendary songs, and I immediately said, "Let's go in the studio and make some records." A year later, we had Mandy, and for the next 6 years, we never left the charts. We had 20 hits in a row, and I was co-producer on every one of them, and last night I saw Barry do his show, and he's singing like a 20-year-old, and he has the most fun with his fans, and he's thrilled to be out there coming to visit and bringing his show to Cedar Rapids.
Did you get a chance to talk to him last night?
I did. Thrilled. He has a little meet and greet after the show for his family and friends. He came by and he said, "What'd you think?" I said, it's like 1975 all over again.
Yeah.
It's like 1977 all over again. I said, the fans are rabid and they've stayed with you all these years. He was thrilled by it. I said, "Well, you're heading for Iowa." He said, "Yeah, we're going to do a great show out there. I'll be rested. I'm going back home to have a birthday and rest a few days in Palm Springs." Yeah, we still talk a lot. I mean, I spent 10 years in the studio with the guy. It was a good relationship in terms of producer-artist. You know, I was really his pop sensibility, because he came out of the world of jazz and Broadway and stuff and theatrical stuff, and I was like Mr. Pop Music, you know, Sugar Sugar and Tracy,
yeah.
You know. It was a far cry from jazz and Broadway.
Aww.
You're going to love his show. It's the most fun. You've never seen an audience sing along on almost every song.
Ron, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us.
My pleasure.